of life of this entire world and beyond, a world in which you have given each one of us the precious gift of life and the ability to work for the common good. Use us this day. At the beginning of our work, we ask for your guidance in all that we do, for it surpasses our own. Grant us a posture of humility of heart and mind and body, that in so doing we might find your wisdom. We remember the words of the psalmist who declared how good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. Give us a spirit of working together so that we might help shape a place of thriving for all, where life may flourish and have abundance. As we look around us in this world and see the trees beginning to put forth their buds, the promise of green leaves and growth, we pray that you would use each and every one of us in our conversations, in our meetings, in all that we do today to bring forth life and thriving.
Pledge allegiance.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. Journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 773 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act establishing budget limitations for counties and cities and including applicability provisions.
First reading bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the Ways and Means calendar. Are there any announcements to come before the body? Chair recognizes the gentleman from Woodbury, Representative Bossman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for two announcements?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Here today, joining us at the Capitol to celebrate Purple Up Day, so I hope everybody remembered to wear their purple, are Iowa National Guard Child and Youth Program Coordinators Chris Cox and Mark Lusavage. They are the head of the Iowa State Teen Panel, of which our speaker's page, Victoria Philippi, is also a part of. Victoria is the daughter of Lieutenant Colonel Lawrence Philippi and Colonel Stephanie Samanis of the 185th Air Refueling Wing in Sioux City, Iowa, in my district. Her mom, who's a good friend of mine, is currently stationed in Puerto Rico. And along with being a military child, Victoria is also enlisted in the Iowa Air National Guard. But today it's important to remember all of the children, many of whom we know and sometimes aren't aware of, like Victoria, whose parents are deployed. I would like to remind everyone to wear the purple wristbands today that are on your desk to visibly show support and to thank military youth for their strength and sacrifices. Thank you.
Welcome and thank you to your families for your service. Representative Bossman, you have another announcement?
I do. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Also, I have students here from Morningside College, the Department of Agriculture and Food Studies, and the Colonel Bud Day Center for Civic Engagement in partnership with the Iowa Corn Growers Association